everybody. This is Michael Green or Michael Green Green or Mike. I hope you all are having an amazing night, a wonderful night, and a joyous and fantastic night. I wanted to just talk about to keep going. That will be my topic for tonight. To persevere beyond fear, okay? And to know that every hurdle that we go through is building us up and is getting us stronger to where we need to be. You know, I always like to use the analogy, or I like to use, double entendres, meaning that I love to talk about real world experiences and how they make us better in our own experience. Think about when you're working out at the gym, right? And you want to build up a muscle. Any muscle, you have to fatigue that muscle. But if you keep pushing, right? If you keep working on that muscle, or if you fatigue it and you wait a day or two and you try your hand at it again, your body begins to build up tolerance, basically. Your body begins to get stronger and stronger and stronger. Or if you're, and I like to think of a runner, when you're running or you're running, right? And you start out, I remember when I first started working out, right? And I started, and more recently, I had stopped walking for a time. And then now I'm starting back. I'm getting back the locomotive, you know, the making the working out again and starting to get things into action, right? And starting to move things around. And I started walking, and right? So when I first started walking, I know from experience, past experience, see, that when I start for something that I didn't do for a while, if I stop walking for a year or 2 years, and then once I get back into the locomotive or starting working on the idea, start working on the notion, right? Start doing it again and getting back into it, that's when I've noticed that things begin to change, okay? So what I'm saying, though, is that by you start little by little, you start working little by little. You start doing, I start walking. Maybe I started off doing like 0.3 miles. Then I'd walk a little bit further down the street the next day or the day after that. I'd do maybe 0.4 miles. But what I found was that once I started getting back into it, it started coming back to me. I started working a little bit more. And now I can get up to doing that over time, right? The last month, I've been able to get back into it and walk over a mile. And I know once I keep building and keep doing that, that my whole, I will begin to get better and better and better and better and better and better and better at what I do. But let me say, think about this for a moment. When you're working on your dreams or your crafts or you're doing what it is that you love to do, right? And you don't see the result that you want to see. You don't quit and you don't give up. You keep going and you keep going. You keep working. You keep going. You keep building. You keep going. You walk an extra mile today. You take an extra step today to where that you can get to your mile or your 2 miles tomorrow or the next day or so on and on and on. So what I'm saying is that the same idea can be said about anything. We are building a muscle. We are working a muscle. We are building up our endurance. We are building up and we're getting more stamina because we are now in the game and we are doing more than we've done before. You hear me? See, it works. I believe in my own mind and my concept is that once we do that over and over and over again, we'll get to where we want to get, but we have to keep moving forward with it. You see? I don't believe that anything that if we're working on our dreams or our goals or doing what it is that we need to do, I do not believe that it is a contradiction, okay? I don't believe that. I believe that everything should be, in essence, it should come naturally. And what I mean by I want to dig a little bit deeper in that for those that may not understand what I'm saying is that it shouldn't be a contradiction to reach your goals. It shouldn't go against something that you feel is not right for you, or it should not go against something that you feel that is not in essence what you want it to be, okay? So remember that. But I wanted to come on tonight or, you know, and just talk to you and talk to each of you out there, you know, that we all go through things, okay? But the truth of the matter is that the tough and the you know, it's okay to not be tough all the time, but the reality is that when we keep that, those that persevere and keep moving forward and take the learning lessons and apply those learning lessons and move them to your better, that's when I believe true growth happens. Because now we allow ourselves to get to our better. And not only that, we are allowing ourselves to get to where we need to be now as a result of us doing what is necessary and what we need to do and not just doing things, not just ram basically out there doing whatever, right? Let's get productive. Let's do productive things. Let's get to our better. Let's not worry about things that are not even growing us, things that are negative. What good is that doing you? Doubt? What good is that doing you? Worry? What good is that doing you? Why are you worrying about something that you can't even change? Can you change it? You can be your best and do your best, but you can't change anything. If you can't change it, then why are you worried about it? That's the question I want to ask tonight. Is that why are you worried about something that you can't change? If it's something that can be changed, then you take the necessary steps to get to your better, to see a better solution in your world, in your life, in your livelihood. But if it's something that you're worried about that has not even occurred, that you cannot change, why are you worrying about it? Let's get to our better. Let's do what is necessary to get to our better. And most importantly, let's stay in the game. Let's stay in the game. And I know right now it may be a very uncertain time, you know, but I have faith and I believe that everything, right? Everything is going to work out to the best of God's ability. Let me say it again. Everything is going to work out to the best of God's ability. I love each and every one of you. Feel free to share this out. Subscribe to my YouTube channel over at The Mike Mike Show on Facebook, Instagram, The Mike Mike Show. Please feel free to do that. I love spreading encouragement, positivity, inspiration, love, excitement, God's love, and just being a positive force in this environment. And remember, together, we can do many, many things. But separate, it's a whole lot harder. You have an amazing night. I love each and every one of you. Talk to you on the next podcast. Bye-bye.